very much. In honor of the people who weren't here last night, and also the honor of the people who came to our storytelling session this afternoon, that turned into a damn picnic, didn't it? That was really fun. I'd never seen that done professionally. It was fun watching Rodney. We started out, of course, we went to Los Angeles. Everybody knows that. We lucked out and got a picture playing this bunch of musical vegetables on the Andy Griffith Show. And that was not typical of people at home. And I worried about that. I was worried that everybody will think people in the Ozarks would have to be, if they're any dumber, they'd have to be watered or something. But most people understood that it was just sort of a thing we were doing. Like the guys in Deliverance really didn't mean that. And trying to figure out ways to get along with California people and appeal to what it was that they thought came from our part of the country, Rodney and I wrote a moonshine song, which has been recorded by almost every other bluegrass band I know of at least one time or another. And Grandpa Jones used it for a theme song one time. Porter Wagoner uses a theme song for his show called Dooley. And it's about an old man that made moonshine whiskey back home. And for California audiences, we had to first of all tell them what moonshine was so they could make fun of it. Moonshine whiskey, it's a lot of work to make, and a lot of people spend an awful lot of time in a real bad poor crop year making moonshine. We got by. You could get to buy the kids some shoes and get through the school year and everything on moonshine sales. But moonshine is a drinking thing. This is what I tried to explain to those people. They thought it was a romantic thing. Oh, wow, on our first date, let's have moonshine. You talk about getting acquainted quick. By Braille. You take two shy people and give them maybe a shot glass full of moonshine to get them warmed up and everything. They got their claws in each other's flanks in about 5 minutes. At any rate, we had this old boy back home made moonshine whiskey, and it was just outlandish enough. He had two daughters, and I taught one in school, and Rodney knew the other one. And these girls, you always hate to say ugly, because people think that's a sexist thing and all, and it wasn't at all. I always thought the best thing to say is, if they're any uglier, if they were hogs, you'd say ship them. And here we had this old man. This old man didn't even hide the fact that he was making moonshine whiskey. He used to back his big old truck into the only Kroger store in town, load 500-pound sacks of sugar in the back of it. And I don't know whether you know how much moonshine and sugar go together, but they knew he wasn't making cookies up there. Rodney and I made up this song about the old man on account of the girls that helped him to steal. Colorful local characters and different things, and we'll do it for you the same as we've done for 28 years, and with audiences like this, hell, I'll do it another 28 if I can live long enough. This is Dooley.